İnşallah alırız. Selamun aleyküm ve rahmetullah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah ve salatu ve selamu ala Resulillah ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve men velah emma ba'd. Inshallah today we'll continue in Asma'ullah al-Husna. And today inshallah the name that we will be reflecting on, Al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Kareem. So inshallah we'll start with again what is the word means, Al-Kareem. What is Karam? A common knowledge when you say someone who is Kareem and Karam, what comes to our mind is generosity. What comes to our mind is a person who is generous. He is a person who is Kareem. But Al-Kareem is more than that. Okay? For example, we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I was sent, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent as a messenger to complete the makarim of akhlaq. Okay? Akhlaq manners. Makarim al-akhlaq. So what is makarim from the word kareem here is the best of akhlaq. Meaning kareem here is not a particular quality, but it is what all the good quality called are karam. Okay? So we need to understand this, that the word kareem, it does not indicate one quality, but it is a description or a name of all the qualities. Okay? So, for example, we say the grapes are karm, right? Yeah, the vine or the vine of the bunch of grapes in Arabic is called karm, from the same root of word. Okay, what does that do? What does the vine do? It gives many things, right? In order to have the vine, you have to build something for it so it will provide a shade. So if you have a garden, once you have grapes, that means you must have some shades there. Okay, that's a provision that it gives, and it gives everything in it you eat. The leaves, you can eat the leaves. I mean, you've been here, huh? The stuffed grape leaves. I mean, does everybody here know what I'm talking about? Yes, okay. And this is the best of food, right? And also the fruit itself. It is in abundance in one bunch, okay? And it is, you keep eating from it, like you don't know when you're going to eat the last grape, right? You keep eating from it, okay? And of course, it is very nutritious and very sweet and so forth, okay? So it is this kind of a meaning of the word kareem or karam, okay? So when the word is says al-kareem, now we have an idea of what it is, because I don't want to, like all the other attributes of Allah, I don't want to use, equivalent, or what we think is equivalent word in English in it. Okay? Sometimes there are some close to being equivalent, but this word does not have an equivalent. Being generous, maybe, but being generous meaning giving. But all the attributes and the names of Allah has to do with giving. So it is generous in a way, but not in a constricted way. Okay. Also, a camel that is has karam or kareem, that is a camel that gives a lot of milk, keeps giving milk. Okay. So it is has to do with giving. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhal insanu, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ." O man, okay, what is gharraka? And we're going to go to this word. With your Lord who is Kareem. He's the one who created you. He's the one who made you in the way you are. And he's the one who balanced you with everything that he gives in justice, in just creation. That is many things that describe in Al-Kareem. Rabbika Al-Kareem Al-Ladhi, the one who did so and so and so and so. Okay? Now, غرور أو غرة, what does it mean? جزاك الله خيرا. In concept. In Urdu, yes, what does it mean?
To be proud of.
Oh. Oh, so when, okay. So when you understand it, okay, to be proud of. Oh. No. Oh, someone who has غرور could fit, yes. But غرور, it has to do like if you find something, a box. Yes. If you find a box, okay, and this box, it is a jewelry box. So you have an attitude reaching the box, right? You go and look and you know what you're going to expect there. And you open it and it's empty. That is غرور. That is showing you something, but the reality is something else. Yes. It's not what you think, but it is you get something in a disappointed way. Yes. So now, Allah saying, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Okay? Why do you think of Allah as something less than what Allah is? Why would you do that? Okay? So Allah is teaching us, when you go to Allah, you go into Al-Kareem. So you're not going to have any غرور or غرّة or غر in this period, in this relationship. No cheating, no deception, no disappointment. Okay? So when you go to Allah and you think of Allah, okay, get this idea out of your mind, period. Okay? Shaitan is al-gharur. Okay? He does the deception, okay, and convince you, try to convince you and call you to the deception, okay, and the lie is a deception. The tree is not a tree of eternity. It's not a tree if you eat from it, you'll get abundance. It's not any of that, okay. He representing this tree in a positive way. When you get close to it and eat from it, this is what you're going to get. That is غرور. Okay. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Kareem, the one who gives in abundance and gives and keeps giving. So Allah gives without your asking. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in a way that you don't know how, or you don't even realize, and gives in a way that you realize. Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all the attributes that we've been talking about it before, is he is existing, and he is one, and he is constantly giving. Okay? So you look at all the attributes we talk about and we will be talking about, you put this Kareem on it, that Allah exists and he's the only one and he has all these attributes, so he keeps giving in a way of constant generosity. Okay? This is a concept that's mind-boggling, you know, if you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala less than that, that's injustice. That's injustice you're doing to your concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have people who have fear, they have disappointment, they have, yes, given up. That is a person who does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you can have fear of something that is you react to. You've seen something can harm you, an animal will harm you, yes. But to the sense of fear, meaning that you have less, thinking less of that which is written for you in the future, so you are fearing it, this is unacceptable. Okay? That's why thinking about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in a level that is very comfortable. Okay? Very comfortable. Because you're going to be in this life walking and you are seeing, knowing, realizing the attributes of Allah of giving and constant giving all around you. Okay. Now, we as human being, we should have this attribute or encourage this attribute in us. But of course it is impossible to carry it in the abundance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries it, because we have limitation. So when we give from what we have, whether it's quality of some manners or something that is tangible, we give from. But when we give, sometimes we get upset or get frustrated or get, which have, you know, a change of feeling when we are asked, okay, give me this. Maybe we'll give once, twice, but then, you know, we have a different feeling about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala think of us in the opposite way. If we don't ask, Allah dislike us. Okay? Allah loves the one who asks. Okay? Allah loves the one who gives dua and keep asking. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask. You're not asking a miser. Okay? You're asking a kareem. Okay? The one that gives and keeps giving. And what when we give in the, as you know, as the, our limitation commands or has. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives with no limit, can give without a limit. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives limit, with a limit, his giving with a limitation is a giving. Okay? His giving with a limitation is an abundance of giving. Okay? Because the ultimate of giving is to be on the right path and to do the right thing. So if Allah gives you the measure to keep you on that path. If He takes away from you, takes away from you, so He can keep you in the path. So the giving of Allah is given with a measure to keep us on the path, so it is an abundance of giving. Because that being on the path will take us to the life of abundance in Jannah. Okay? So what Allah give us is in abundance. Because if we take any more, we will not be able to handle it. So Allah gives everyone in abundance with a measure. Did someone say something? Yeah. Now, so example of Dhul-Qarnayn. What did Dhul-Qarnayn do when he went to a place between the two dams? Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he found people there. Allah described first that the place has two dams. Okay, meaning the people there who are familiar with dams. Right? Now, next information is لا يكادون يفقهون قولا. They barely can understand anything or communicate. Okay? So now, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Dhul-Qarnayn so much in abundance of abilities and ways to do things, then he knows that he has responsibilities. Okay? So he could not just say, I'm sorry, I don't understand you, and turn around and walk away. No. He became patient. The following verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Oh, they said, oh, the Qarnayn, Ya'juj and Ma'juj causing mischief in earth. So now they talk, and he understood. But in the verse before it, Allah says, he could not communicate anyway. So we know that he exerted an effort to be able to understand them, and they understand him. So he has this karam in him. Okay? He have an abundance. Allah has given him, and he is working with this abundance to serve people. So they said, we're going to give you something, a reward, for putting a dam between us and Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Okay? And he said right away, what Allah has given me is so much in abundance and is good. Meaning, I don't want your money. Okay? So, again, shows that karam that he has. And then he said, help me to build a radm between you and them. They asked for a sad, and he said, we'll build a radm. Two different words. Okay? A radm is a sad, but it is thick from the bottom and very thick. Okay, radm. But sad, it could be just a barrier, but not necessarily very thick. So what he decided to do, something more than what they asked for. Okay? Why? Because with his knowledge, he knows that what they need is not what they're asking for. Because their knowledge is limited. So with his knowledge, he give them the knowledge, and not only that, and he said, this is what you need, and help me to do it. Okay, now, for them to help him, did he need help? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتَيْنَاهُ مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. We give him from all the means, from everything means, and he followed the means. So we give him so much. So he did not need help. But why did he ask them for help? So they would know how to do this when he leaves. It is when I give you something that you need, and you don't know what it is, but you're using it only. It's different than when I show you how to make it and then give it to you. So if anything goes wrong with it, you know how to fix it. And if it breaks down, you know how to make another one. That is knowledge for life. That's help for life. Okay? So we can say, can we say that he did not need help, but he asked them to do the work, and that's not just, that's what it seems to be. Okay? But the for him to hold back help was exceptional generosity. Okay? For him to hold back the work that he could do by himself and with his people is exceptional generosity. Okay? But maybe people at the time, they could not get it, or did not. But some people who are wise knew what he was doing. Said, yes, this man is doing us a favor. Okay, and then he gave them the reason at the end. At the end, he did not say it at the beginning. He said it at the end. He said, they will not go over, they cannot now go over it, nor they can go through it. Okay, but the what you asked me to do before is that something they cannot go over it, but they can go through it. And he did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us abilities and test us how generous are we going to be. Okay? Allah preferred some of us over others with many things. Okay? Umar radiallahu anhu, when he, you know, was sitting with the, when he was a khalifa, and, you know, some complimented him. Okay, complimented him. Now, That's good to hear compliment and compliment. You are the best among us. You are the best that have on us and so forth. And then he kept looking at them. And one says, no, we have someone had someone better than you, the Khalifa before you, Abu Bakr. Okay. Now he said, he's saying the truth and you are all lying. Now, he called them all liars. But did they say anything? No, but they were liars. Okay? Meaning there's no one came forward and corrected what the first one said. Okay? So he put himself where he belongs. Okay? And from his giving and his justice, okay? It was said that here is a person who came to him as a famous story, looking for him. And finally, they told him he's over there, and he goes and his man is under the shade of a tree. Okay, so he said, you know, you judged, and you were just, so you were safe and you were able to sleep in the open as such. So a story goes that he was inviting him for food. So he said, do you want to eat with the poor or do you want to eat with me? You know, he said, no, I want to eat with you. So he went to his house and asked his wife, what do we have? She said that bread and some salt. Okay? And some made a comment and says, the man would have asked to go eat with the poor, he would have eaten meat. Okay? Because, you know, this is Umar radiallahu anhu would give to the needy, take care of the needy before himself. Okay? And the famous story of he's getting something, he looked at it and he said, what is this? Sweets from I think it was Azerbaijan or something like that. Okay? And he said, you know, your common people eat from this? He said, no. Only said, well, my representative there eat from this? Yes, he's from. So he said, okay, take it back and give it to the people, poor people there. And take this message to my representative there, my wali there, telling him to eat from what the poor eat from. You do not eat from the food of the wealthy. Okay. This attitude, okay, has this generosity in it. The attitude that we walk around and we know that we can give and give and give. Al-Kareem, as the saying of the Arabs, they saying that إذا أكرمت الكريم ملكته. Yeah, when you give the Kareem, أكرمت الكريم, right? You give Karam, be Kareem with the Kareem. You own him, meaning ملكته. You own him, meaning he will never forget it, never forget. وإذا أكرمت اللئيمة Tamarrada. When you give the la'im is the opposite of kareem. The lu'm is opposite of kareem. So when you be kareem with al la'im, he will. Tamarrada means what? He will be rebellious. Yes, he will rebel. Okay, he will rebel. Okay? He will rebel. So this is an attitude we should have. You know, when karam is given to us, that will show us if we, you know, have karam or we experience or exercise lu'm. Okay, as they continue this and say in the poem and وَعَلَّمْتَهُ الرِّمَايَةَ فَلَمَّا اشْتَدَّ سَاعِدُهُ رَمَانِي. When I taught him how to hit with the bow and arrow, and when his hand became very strong, the first thing that he hit was me. And then he said, "What? وَعَلَّمْتَهُ النَّظْمَ النَّظْمَ النَّظْمَ النَّظْمَ Yes, عَلَّمْتَهُ النَّظْمَ نَظْمَ الْقَوَافِي فَلَمَّا قَالَ قَافِيَةً هَجَانِي. I taught him how to recite or to be a poet, to write poems. And when he learned how the first poem he wrote is to put me down against me. But it sounds better in Arabic. Okay. So this is how, who we are, that we can to be, you know, in ma'aliyin, with the highest in ahsan taqwim, that we be in the best of taqwim, okay, or asfala safilin, or the lowest of the lowest. Okay. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the door for us to give us, and the door never closes. So Allah is Kareem with His servant. He's Kareem with mankind, and has special karam for His servant. So His door is never closed. So when we in need, Allah loves for us to ask. And when we need to get close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never turns away. So we stand up at the time we wish to pray. And Allah is there so long that we are there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will not turn until you turn. Allah will not turn away until you turn away. Now, when we go to those who have so much and has so much importance, we cannot get to them because of their status. And they do not have time for us. And on and on and on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above His throne, He is available for us at any time. And when we ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers us. And there is no particular subject that Allah demands for you to talk about. It's a subject that you can open and ask anything that you wish. There is no limitation. And the time is up to you. The time of the day or the night, and the length of time. Okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about us so much and loves for us to come close to Him. And His generosity never ends. And the doors are open until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we will have a generosity from Allah that we cannot, Allah will allow us to handle it. Right now we cannot handle it. Okay? The so much of generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we cannot handle. When Musa alayhi salam, Allah appeared to the mountains, the mountain collapsed and Musa alayhi salam lost conscience. Okay? But in the day of judgment, in the hereafter, we'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a generosity, that is the ultimate of rewards. Okay, to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, that He would make us in a different way that we can handle it then. That we'll be able to handle it then. Okay? But those who ask about those who were reading, reciting Qur'ans, reciting Qur'an in generations after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would have so much physical movement and physical effect, and they will pass out and so forth. And they would say, you know, this is the effect of the Qur'an, mashallah, see this, and so forth. And some of the khulafa sort of like looked at this, say, wait a minute, this is too much. Because that did not happen during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what you guys are doing, bring the person who this happened to him, bring him up in a building, on the top of a building, and have him recite Qur'an. See if he's going to lose conscience when he's there. Okay. Okay. So Ibn Taymiyyah radiallahu anhu made a comment on this, and he said, when Allah appeared to the mountain collapsed, And Musa alayhi salam lost conscience. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj and was in the presence of Allah, Rasulullah sallam did not lose conscience. So not having that dramatic effect, it doesn't mean that it has a less of effect. Okay? And having the dramatic effect does not mean it is more of an effect. Okay? So it's very important to understand this, okay? Because what I talk about in this Asma'ullah al-Husna, it gets kind of spiritual and so forth, right? It is not fiqh, right? And we talk about, you know, closeness to Allah and so forth, but, and we say, you know, you get close to Allah and you'll be aware of the attributes and so forth, and the ultimate of that would be you walking like a human, normal human being around, but you have depth of understanding of the attributes of Allah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, the believers, when they hear the Quran, they get goosebumps, okay? There is a physical effect, okay? they would have effect on their skin. And then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their skin will soften again, and their heart will follow as well with softness, okay? So you might not even notice that when it happens to a brother who's sitting around, okay? But this is the description that Allah describes. So yes, there will be those who are very close to Allah, but not necessarily they will, yes, okay? As they say, the scholar says, okay, go ahead, walk on water and fly in the air. But we're going to judge you according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are you on the path or not? That will not make much difference with us. Okay. So, inshallah, please don't you know, disappoint us. Don't say anything. You have to say something, inshallah. Oh, okay. Got fadda. Tafaddalu. Inshallah, I would like to make comments.
Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khair al-anbiya wal-mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Yes, just two comments about the same story in Surah Al-Kahf when you were talking about in the people who, in the middle, between the East and the West, he did nothing.
Did nothing.
That's a generosity.
Yeah.
Because he knew that if he did anything, he will harm them.
Yes.
So they don't need anything. So, right. So he left them alone. Right. Allah said that he saw them, they don't have even clothes on. Yeah. They're nothing, no shade, nothing to protect them from the sun. And for somebody else who said, oh my God, I have all this means, let me help them, give them clothes, build them buildings. But he did nothing.
They had no complaints. Yeah.
Right.
So being passive at the moment,
right,
was being generous, being active. Yes,
going to destroy their life if he did anything,
or being beneficial. Yes,
that's exactly what happened to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Like, we look at our life and said, okay, if I just have, you know, a little bit more money or power or something, I will be better shape or something. But no. No, Allah knows better. If He give you, you're gonna, you know, like you said, the best thing we have in this life, if you are a mu'min and believer, stay on the right path. Yeah. If you get out from it, you lose everything. Even if you have billions and you know you have whatever. Yeah. So this is generosity beyond imagination. Yani.
Yes.
Allah keep us in the.
Yes, yeah. I was just listening to a brother today. Who was telling me about experience he had with some interfaith interactions where people from the other religion were making comments. How about, you know, wonderful Allah is and God is and this country and so forth. And the theme was all over, everybody was taking the microphone using the same theme. And man was saying, you know, my father came to this country, he had nothing. He was this and that. And now look at me now, I got educated and have this and that. Okay? And now is the judgment of how beautiful this country is and how generous this, you know, how this and how God is great and so forth.
God of America.
Well, he did not have the microphone. The brother said, God of America, so it will be recorded now. And that was Brother Habib. No. Okay, so yes, so that was the theme all over, okay? It's just, you don't get it. You don't get it. Okay, that's what is the bounty? What is the bounty? Okay, is, as Brother Allah is saying, this is the iman. There's no bounty beyond that. And there is no loss if you lose anything and everything and you still have that. But when iman has blemish on it, you are, you know, about to lose everything.
غرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في الدنيا متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المآب. So yeah, I mean, when you look at the people having everything, don't think. Allah said in the Quran, إنما يعني we give them to يزدادوا كفرا. So it's not that we don't have what they have. That mean we are, you know, Allah does not love us and He loved them so much, or and the opposite, you know. But also. Now, when you find the people who Allah give them gifts, like you said, you know, a generosity about a human being, I think it's if you have the ability to smile, that's it. Allah give you nothing except, you know, you could meet everybody in the masjid, like 100 person or 50 of them, and you smile to them and shake your hands. That's generosity. I mean, because most of the people said, oh, they don't want to, you know, or your time. For example, sometimes stop you a brother, he want to ask you a question, or, you know, you find yourself like full of requests from brothers, you know, here and there. That is the generosity. We should not be miser in this. I mean, if Allah give you this ability, time, or personality, smile, if you don't have money, that's fine. I mean, it's not all about money, you know. It could be just, you know, what Allah gave you, or that's Allahu Alam.
In Pakistan, there are quite a few people who do different things. In one part, they have...
The microphone with it? Yeah, okay.
They have good zikri course. And namazi. Namazi is the person who prays. And zikri is who does zikr. So they will ask them, what kind of Muslim are you? Are you zikri or namazi? So one sheikh, Maulana, he was going with his student, and he saw that people are having fun, they are dancing, playing, and it was... first part of the Muharram. They were not Shiite though. So he said that, who are you? They say, we are Muslims. He says, what is the proof? How are you Muslim? They said that the first 10 days, we dance, we play, we do this, that, whatever, whatever.
First 10 days of Muharram.
First 10 days of Muharram. So he said, what do you do rest of the year? They say nothing. So the Maulana said, okay, keep doing that, good. So when they left from there, his student said, Ya Maulana, what did you do? I mean, you know they are wrong. He said that the only link they have with Islam is these 10 days of whatever do they do. So if they say you are this and that, they will cut off their link too, and they will say, oh no, okay, we are not Muslims. So he said, now I know where do they stand. It is compulsory on me. I will come here and teach them whatever I can and spend time with them to teach them what real Islam is.
Right.
So inshallah, I don't know. Maybe is that if that comes in generosity or...
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. One question, if a person is asking for some prayer, some dua, and he does not get it, what is the situation here? Is he despaired, and what does he think about karam at this time or kareem? Can you make any comment on that?
Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you what you need. And in not giving is the giving. Okay. In not giving is the giving. Okay. Because you will get many things when you're not getting. Okay. And it is always good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely good. And there is no absolute harm or evil in the world, in the creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all his attributes are good.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So the one who gives a dua, Allah will answer their dua. If not now, will be in the hereafter. But the ultimate is that the person is in the path and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who being rich is what keeps them close, and Allah will keep them in the path by keeping them that way. And sometimes Allah will get someone poor because this is how he's going to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, you know, the gifts of closeness is always there, and it's always a test. Yeah.
I heard the hadith about this. I'm not sure.
In the day of judgment, all those people said, "We wish we never been answered in this life at all, because the, how much, the Allah will answer all the du'a in the day of judgment, even if it's not in this life. So they will wish that none of their du'a was answered in the life, because the reward is so tremendous. And one more thing, I just was thinking about your talk, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's allow us now to talk to Him and pray and whenever time, whenever. That will be taken away in the Day of Judgment, because Allah said, especially in the day, يوم القيامة, not after that. Because Allah said, يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صواب. That means none of anybody, not angels, not a human, nobody could talk at all with Allah in the Day of Judgment until the matter is done. So take opportunity now and talk whatever you want since you have the opportunity, inshallah.
I have last comments probably. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And Allah is well knowing, He's well aware of everything. So He gives us what we deserve, not what we desire. So if we ask anything, He knows what we deserve in this dunya. He gives us according to our needs. And He's going to give us in the life hereafter whatever was exceeding our desires.
Yes. And Allah will give also in this life those that He dislikes in access so much. Yeah. Also. Yes.
I am a little hesitant sharing what am I going to share. It will expose my more weaknesses. In hesitant, I used to pray.
In where?
In a hurry or got mad or upset. And I will make the dua, which later on I realized I should not have done that. So now I think as I am old, I have a little more patience or sense. I thank Allah for not answering my duas.
Subhanallah.
Which are not answered, because had they been answered,
it would have been a disaster.
Would have been a lot of trouble. Or things. So
here is answer your question.
it is for real. The lot of times I made the du'as which it is only Allah's mercy that they are not answered.
Subhanallah. بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Yeah, mankind ask in shar, and he thinks that he's asking for goodness. And man wants it quickly. Yeah. So if it comes quickly, then yeah, the answer of da'wah will be there, but it's not going to be good.
And if you ask for something and Allah knows that it's not good for you, like if it could hurt somebody or you could hurt yourself, or like, if somebody would like hurt someone's feelings or hurt them physically, then he wouldn't give it to you, and for a reason, because he knows what's going to happen.
Right. Yes. So Allah, because of his knowledge, he can hold back because there is a harm that would happen from if he would give you now. Yes, mashallah.
So that not giving is also a blessing.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And we do not think about giving in the we think of giving in the positive, but we don't think about it in the negative or not negative. And you know, when what is it that you are spending? You make an abundance, but you spend an abundance. But you make so little. But Allah closes a lot of doors on you of spending, of having to spend, that the little becomes so an abundance, more than the one who have so much. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You have an old car, never break with you.
Yes.
Your salary is very low.
Yes.
And you have a new car and you have a car
and
break every day.
Yes. And I said this story before. It breaks you. A person who came from another country, he was sick and he was going all over where he was coming from to different hospitals, different doctors and so forth. They could not pinpoint what was wrong with him. Okay? And there was a young man who did not quite finish medical school yet, but he knew him. So I know this story personally. So he said, well, uncle, let me look at the reports and all of that. He looked at this and he said, you know what you have? You need to get rid of your cats. Okay. Cats, he had cats. He said, get rid of the cats. See, because what you have could be from something that the waste of the cats, the flies stop on, or something, and or something that's affecting this, because this symptom and stuff it has something to do with that. He said, "Okay, thank you, son." Right, and he decided to come to the United States. He had no insurance, okay, and he had to go to the best of hospitals here, you know, Johns Hopkins, and he, you know, test after test after test, and paying cash. That's only, okay? He maybe spend, and he had a family with him to take care of him, you know, children and so forth. He had, you know, tremendous amount. Maybe close to $70,000 or $80,000, okay? And the end, he could not find quite. And then at the end, the one who is the most specialist, he said, do you have cats? Okay? So that was the issue to begin with, okay? Versus someone who is sick and take an aspirin and say, just take some tea and lemon, right? And honey, right? And it is done. And it is done. Okay? So we do not think about it this way.
We have examples
to
think
that. Yeah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيراً